We hear a lot about affordable housing in Seattle, or more specifically, the lack of affordable housing. It's been one of the main issues in this year's city council elections. But the very notion of affordable housing can be hard to understand, and Seattle has been working on this problem for decades. So KUOW's Joshua McNichols created a map to show us how far we've come. He told Marcy Silman how he gathered the information for his affordable housing map.
So Seattle Office of Housing has this massive database tracking every apartment building that is affordable, that has rent restrictions on it, that says you have to have, you have to make under a certain amount in order to rent this, right? And so, but it's this massive database. You can't sort of get your head around it. So I wanted to map it. So it's got all the addresses in there, right? So let's see where all these apartment buildings are and put them on a map.
So how, if I look at this map, which I have looked at, what am I seeing? How is it all represented there?
Well, each apartment building on the map is a dot. And those dots are color-coded by which program created them. So you can sort of see which programs have been productive and which have not. Like, okay, for example, take all the green dots. They represent buildings that were funded in part by the Seattle Housing Levy. The levy is this big pot of money, and it's a pot that gets refilled every time Seattle voters choose to tax themselves to pay for affordable housing. It's coming up again for a vote in late 2016. All the green levy-funded buildings all over this map really impressed Faith Pettis. She's the co-chair of a task force that's working on Seattle's affordable housing problem.
It's very impressive. I think it means that the citizens of Seattle are committed to housing and to affordable housing and have been so committed to it that they've been willing to put their money where their mouth is and vote for the levy year after year, which has resulted in a map that looks like this.
Those green dots that are representing levy-funded buildings, they're all over this map. And so of all the programs, the levy has been by far the most productive.
You spent a lot of time first breaking down all this data and then creating this map. What did you learn from all of this?
Well, one thing I learned is that for-profit developers, when given the choice, are pretty picky about when they'll bother with affordable housing. Like, there's this one program where developers get a tax break if they put in some moderately affordable apartments. That makes up about a quarter of our affordable housing stock. At least, that's true when you're looking at figures for this year and last year. But the problem is, those apartments only have their rents restricted for like 12 years. After that, they revert to market rate.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. So you're saying, really, if we're thinking about affordable housing, it might not be putting these little incentives before developers that's going to get us the housing.
Yeah. Well, another one that didn't work that well, or at least hasn't worked so far, is apartments that last longer, that stay affordable for longer. When given the choice, developers will almost always choose to avoid it. They'll pay a fee to get out of that obligation instead. And you can see that on this map because the number of red and orange dots on this map is very small.
I know that this is an issue that you cover on an ongoing basis as a reporter here at KUOW. What are we looking at when it comes to the near-term future in terms of what the city might do to incentivize affordable housing construction?
Well, that's one thing that this map does well, is it sort of tells us when we're looking out into the future, we're looking at the city is starting with these programs. It wants to sort of revamp the ones that have been less productive and double the ones that have been productive, like the levy. And so we can learn a lot by looking at the map and seeing where these apartment buildings have been built and at what point in history.
Joshua McNichols is a reporter here at KUOW, and you can find this really cool affordable housing map at our website, kuow.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcy.